How would you greet a friend on December the 25th? What would you say to him? Okay, all right. That's good. All right. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far. Carry. That's a word, that's an academic word. A lot of people use the word tote. Yeah, carry is a good word, I think. I must agree with you there. It's quite an academic word. All right, let's go right on. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land? What do you call a similar creature that lives on land? Alright. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten? Can the insides of other creatures be eaten, and if so, what? What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten? Alright. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Have you heard many people call it yellow? Right, I've heard of it more.
Sure.
Yeah. Yolk, I've heard it. Right. I just heard another respondent use yellow, and I was just wondering if that was a common word. All right. Let's go right on. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? The upper part of a man's body. Chest. What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you can use on a lake? All right. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
All right. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what a bead. According to this, don't want you to use necklace.
Don't use necklace.
Let me read it again and try not use necklace. All right, let me read it. That's it. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what a bead. All right. Okay. All right. That's
it.
All right. All right. Now let's go right on.